Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
U.S. Representative Steve Scalise, the minority whip for the House of Representatives, is with us. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how you doing?
Good morning to
you. Great to be with you.
I know you've been flying all over the place. Just saw you in D.C. last week. And we have a lot of important things that are coming up before Congress this week, don't we?
Yeah, it's a busy week. And obviously front and center is the funding of government, which runs out again at the end of the week. And, you know, we're having a lot of negotiations, but it all centers around border security and ultimately how much money will be in place to put some physical barriers in place, including a wall.
So, Steve, is today kind of the deadline day to reach some consensus in order to get it through the process so that on Friday this thing will be finalized?
Yeah, if we're going to have enough time to get it all put together in bill format and be voted on by Friday, they would have to reach an agreement today. And so I know they've been working over the weekend. Friday, frankly, I thought we were very close, and then things broke down over the weekend, and maybe they get back on track. I think it's time for Nancy Pelosi to put a dollar amount on the table. The president's border security experts have been saying for months it's going to take $5.7 billion to properly secure our border, and that includes a lot of things. It includes more Border Patrol agents. It includes more technology at our points of entry so that you can scan for things like drugs a lot better. And you know this as sheriff. I mean, so much of our drugs come in from the southern border. 90% of our heroin in America comes in from the southern border. And we can use technology to do a better job of stopping and identifying that and stopping at the points of entry. But you also need money for physical barriers, which include the wall. And that's what the breakdown of the money comes up to. And if they're not willing to support that amount, they've got to put some amount on the table that they're willing to support to secure the border.
Steve, a number of folks are saying that the president has put, engaged in compromise and is willing to take less. Are you square in the president's corner on this issue?
I am, and I've been involved in some of those negotiations, and I've watched as the president has put multiple different options on the table, offering other things, even offering to negotiate on DACA. But at the end of the day, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have yet to put a single counteroffer on the table and a single dollar amount on the table. That's, you know, and ultimately that's what it's going to come down to. You've got to be willing to support some amount of money to secure the border if you say you're for border security, which they do. So it's time to actually come to terms with how to deal with this problem.
Steve, on another note, you and Representative Ann Wagner are unveiling a resolution on late-term abortions. What's the latest on that?
Well, no, this is something that I think you've seen over the last few weeks. You had the governor of New York signing legislation, and it was disgusting. I mean, it was late-term abortion law, but it also allows if the baby is born alive at the end of an abortion, they can still kill the baby. And this is going on now in New York. In Virginia, you saw the governor of Virginia a few weeks ago bragging about how it can happen. It's not only disgusting, it's murder. And how can you, if a baby is born alive in certain states, how can it have no legal protection to the point where they can actually still kill it? I just don't see how that's legal, but it is. And so we have a bill to give babies who are born alive full protection of law so that they can't be killed after they're born alive. Again, it shouldn't take an act of Congress to do this, but as we're seeing in some of these states, they're making it legal. And we ought to call them out on it. We ought to have a vote to make it illegal.
And I think this is called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, correct?
That's correct. That's the name of the bill. Ann Wagner from Missouri is the lead author. I'm an original co-sponsor, and I've already filed legislation to force a vote on the floor if we can't get the bill brought through normal committee process.
Steve, as you know, this is a very controversial issue. I would love to do another show on this to kind of get both sides of this issue. But I thought the insensitivity of the governor's comments and the manner in which he presented the issue, I can't say it other than to say it was distasteful.
Yeah, and I think if nothing else, it helps shine a light on the fact that this is going on. You know, he's literally walking through an explanation of how you can kill the baby after it's born alive. People were shocked. I mean, I'm shocked, but when I tell people about this, their first reaction is, well, how can that be legal? And it is. And, you know, in states like Louisiana years ago, we protected the lives of the unborn in those cases. But some states, almost half the states in this country, don't have that legal protection. And it shouldn't be a state-by-state thing. I mean, this is America. You shouldn't be able to kill a baby when it's born alive. That's murder.
Well, I think squaring up with all of the other laws that deal with this is going to be a real slippery slope in each of the 50 individual states and obviously the territories as well. And I'm not sure how that's going to all get squared up. And as we continue this conversation, I'm sure someone will put a matrix together in figuring out all of the other laws that will be impacted by starting down this path.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Steve, we've got to address this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the updates. We really appreciate it.
Always great being with you, Noel.
All righty. Steve Scalise, U.S. Representative, Minority Whip for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives, will be right back with Roger Ogden, United Way's campaign cabinet chair, when we return. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.